WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. What if we could block a protein to stop runaway cell division? Dana-Farber laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So just in case you missed it, Monday afternoon, this was the sound of a coup in progress in the New York State Senate.
I have the floor, Mr. President.
Mr. President, I move we adjourn.
The resolution is pending. Immediate vote on adjournment. The resolution is pending. This is good.
George
Winterow. Roll call. Roll call on the vote.
The result of all that parliamentary ease, a Republican control. A Republican coup and Republican control of the Senate, apparently, after two Democrats, Hiram Montserrat and Pedro Espada, defected to vote for a Republican leader. Now, the drama continues this afternoon, as Sotirios was just saying, with the Democratic leader Malcolm Smith still not recognizing the new leadership and threatening to physically lock the doors to the Senate chambers to prevent them from formally taking power. The Republicans say they can hold a session in the park if they want. Now, this conflict is about raw power and who has it. And lost somewhere in all this spicy political sauce are the vital issues. Remember the issues that the legislature is supposed to be resolving before they adjourn in less than 2 weeks? Gay marriage, mayoral control of the schools, the rent stabilization laws, the city sales tax, and more. So let's talk to one Democrat and one Republican from the New York State Senate. Our primary focus will be on mayoral control of schools, but we'll talk about the whole craziness with Democrat Bill Perkins of Manhattan and Republican Marty Golden of Brooklyn. Welcome back, both of you. Good morning, if it is a good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I assume neither of you is on the Senate floor right now, and neither of you has the keys. Is that correct?
Well, I'm in the chambers, but we're not on the floor.
Okay. So they let you in. Marty Golden, would they let you in this morning?
Well, I'm not in the building yet. I'll be in the building shortly, but I believe we'll be in at 3 o'clock this afternoon to do the people's business here in the state of New York. That's what they expect of us, and that's what we will do.
Democrat Bill Perkins, do you even recognize the Republican majority yet?
Well, actually, at this point, there has been no. We're still in the majority. We still are recognizing that the Democrats are in the majority, and so no, we don't recognize their majority.
How are you going to resolve this? It can't be based on who has the keys to the door, right?
Well, metaphorically speaking, we have the keys to the door, as well as. You know, this will probably be resolved in a court proceeding.
You think there's going to be a court challenge to whether it followed legal procedures the other day, the coup? Senator Golden, I'm going to be tough on you here. What is the Republican caucus doing, grabbing power by allowing these two Democrats under ethical clouds to play kingmakers? Montserrat is under indictment for allegedly stabbing his girlfriend and wants to make himself relevant again. Espada is suspected of funneling money to some phony nonprofits that he's aligned with and not even living in his district. Where's the shame on the part of the Republican leadership?
Brian, this is nothing about a grab. This is about doing the people's business. The state of New York has been in gridlock. You have a governor that's at 19%. All they're worried about are social issues. People in our communities across the city and the state of New York, they're worried about jobs. They're worried about economic development. They're worried about the tax increases that this Democratic Senate sent down on all of the people of the state. They're worried about the increased spending. They took a budget from $119 billion to $132 billion, and they weren't stopped at that. They were going to continue increasing spending. The people of the state of New York are fed up. This is not the first state. California did it. There were 6 other states that have coalition governments today. People across the nation are fed up. They cannot continue to spend and continue to tax the people of this great state. They had reform packages. They knew how to reform. They didn't want to reform. They didn't know how to govern, and that's the reason for this change in government today. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to do the people's business and work with this governor to try to get this completed.
And we'll talk about all those issues. But in just a second, Senator Perkins, mm-hmm. and we'll, of course, let you respond. But on the question that I asked about Hyrum Bonsorat, for example, allowing him to play kingmaker, the Republicans were calling on him to resign from the Senate just weeks ago because of this indictment on stabbing his girlfriend charges.
That is true. That's all true.
It's more than true. It's Senator Marty Golden who led the charge in calling for him not being allowed to be seated. So the hypocrisy reeks.
There's no hypocrisy here.
The hypocrisy reeks. On one day he calls for him to not be allowed. He calls for him to be excluded. And then on another day he embraces him with the crown of leadership. So
Brian,
for a self-serving purpose, which has nothing to do with reform, as the people are calling for. It has nothing to do with mayoral control, which is very important. Has nothing to do with vacancy decontrol. By the way, vacancy decontrol is not a social issue. Sales tax legislation is not a social issue. These are economic development issues that affect the city and the citizens of the city.
Senator Golden, go ahead and respond.
Well, there's no tax that they're afraid of. They tax
everything.
This is a
sales
tax.
Senator Perkins, please.
This is a sales tax that the mayor is asking us to look at that was passed by the
Senator
city
Perkins,
council.
I know. Hey, guys. I know this is a difficult day. Senator Perkins, one at a time, please. Senator Golden, go ahead.
It comes down to a simple who has the majority. They can go to any court in the land. And I can tell you right now, any judge in this land can count. We have 32 votes today. And by tomorrow, we'll probably have 34 or 35. The coalition is growing. There are other Democrats coming over. And you'll see a real coalition here in the state of New York that will get the people's business done, stop increasing taxes, reduce spending, and start to put this state on a track it should be on.
But just answer my question about the sort of morality or perhaps hypocrisy of hanging your leadership on Hyrum Bonsorat's defection after you called for his resignation on moral grounds.
Brian, I still think what he did is appalling and that he will be dealt with in court. And he should, if in fact guilty, be removed and placed in jail. That is not for me to make that decision. The decision was made by them coming over, and there were others being talked to. Those were the only two that came over at this time. You will see more tomorrow. This is about the future of the state of New York. You can nitpick back and forth all you guys want. I'm telling you right now, the majority is there. This state is going to get back on the right track. We're going to reduce taxes, reduce spending, and bring this state back to the empire state it used to be.
And, Senator Perkins, it does seem like the majority is there one way or the other and that more are going to come over. Did your leader, Malcolm Smith, totally blow this? It's reported that he fiddled with his BlackBerry and never gave billionaire independent Tom Golisano the time of day at a meeting after Golisano helped fund the Democratic takeover of the Senate, and Golisano was there to argue for good government ethics reform. Did Malcolm Smith blow Democratic control?
I don't think that we can say that he blew Democratic control because I don't think at this point we can say that we're not in control. The hypocrisy that Senator Golden spearheaded in terms of not calling for Bonsorat not to be seated and then hanging their leadership on that, I think is the kind of weakness in their so-called majority.
But we talked about Senator Golden. Let me talk about your side.
I just don't want to leave certain things out there without it being underscored, the hypocrisy of what it is that we're experiencing. Now, with respect to whether or not Senator Smith blew it, I think that's really not quite the relevant concern that the public has right now. The relevant concern that the public has right now is what about ethics reform? What about campaign finance reform? What about the condition of our public school system, which is atrocious and calls for some kind of reform of mayoral control?
Let me stop you on one of those things.
What about the fact that thousands and thousands of affordable housing units are being lost as a result of vacancy decontrol and as a result of this so-called coup? This type of legislation which would very significantly impact the lives of average New Yorkers, will not be taken up, and therefore they will lose their homes. These are the kinds of things I think that this hypocrisy has allowed to take place.
You talk
and
about
therefore which you cannot ignore.
And we'll talk about some more of those issues, and we will focus on mayoral control for a while, I promise. But you said ethics, and Golisano's issue was trying to get some of these good government ethics reform points put in. And from what I gather, under Malcolm Smith and the Democrats, the unfairness to the minority party was even worse than when the Republicans had control. And so it took Golisano to come in and broker this deal in order to get equal pork barrel spending per member rather than, you know, more perks for the majority and a term limit on who the leader is and things like that.
We have on the agenda for this term, before the end of this term, an outstanding ethics reform bill spearheaded by Senator Dan Squadron that we were going to be taking up. I think that begins to speak significantly to the people's hue and cry for change and for reform. That effort will be stifled, crippled as a result of this hypocritical so-called takeover. And so while Golisano has made a complaint about his relationship with Malcolm Smith, in the meantime, he's going to bed with the devil. Those who have been stifling reform, stifling change, those who now are going to cripple opportunities for reform, mayoral vacancy decontrol, the kinds of sales taxes that the people of the city of New York, through their mayor and through their city council, are asking us to deliberate on. So, yes, Malcolm Smith, Golisano may have some problems, as has been reported, but that is not a reason for us to be put in a situation that we're in where we cannot govern for the people in this desperate time.
We're talking about the chaos in the New York State Senate here on WNYC and the implications for the issues that affect the people of New York. Democratic Senator Bill Perkins of Manhattan and Republican Senator Marty Golden of Brooklyn, my guests. And Senator Perkins, you are a big opponent of Mayor Bloomberg's control of the public schools. Here is the mayor talking about what would happen if the new gridlock in Albany means no mayoral control renewal bill when the current one expires on June 30th.
Now, the good news is it's the summer. The bad news is we have summer school and lots of things. The school system does a lot of things during the summer, and nobody knows what would happen. I assume we'd continue on with the current management and policies.
All right. So So he says nothing much would happen if there is the gridlock. Senator Perkins, do you expect mayoral control will pass now more easily or with more difficulty with this new majority, if it is a new majority? And tell us why you're so opposed to the mayor's policies.
Well, you know, I believe that you don't have a democratic process when you have a system of so-called mayoral control, and those who are part of the educational board are not allowed to differ. And in fact, if you do, you're summarily terminated. To me, that's hypocritical also, because you're trying to give the impression that there is some sort of checks and balances with respect to this so-called mayoral control, unless, of course, there's a difference of opinion. So some of what we're trying to do is look at how do you give the mayor the opportunity to govern the educational system, but at the same time provide some kind of oversight, some kind of transparency, some time for checks and balances, so that, for instance, instead of him having the power, the authority to summarily get rid of someone, dismiss someone who disagrees with him, they would have some kind of term limit, some reasonable kind of term limit that will enable them to speak freely on behalf of their point of view and the point of view of parents, for instance. Here you have a system where parents feel totally alienated from the educational process and unheard in terms of their concerns. This is the hue and cry that is driving folks to look for solutions that bring back some sort of parental involvement.
Senator Golden, do checks and balances need to be strengthened on mayoral control of the schools? Is the current law too autocratic And you've heard complaints from not just Senator Perkins, but I'm sure many parents groups on how they feel locked out of the process, also teachers, even principals.
Yeah, I'm listening to my colleague. He has a problem with the democratic process, and I understand that. We have 32, he has 30, but he believes he should have the majority. He believes the same thing with the mayor. 8.5 million people had the opportunity to vote the mayor in as the mayor of the city of New York. That's who he represents, and they elected him as their leader. We wouldn't do that to the police department. Would we have that type of control in the police department or the fire department? No, you have one leader, one man, and he runs the educational system. Is there a problem between some parental and access? And the answer is yes, and I believe that's being addressed. Is there some problems with the superintendents having some more power than they should have? The answer is yes, and that's being addressed. So I believe mayoral control is important to go forward in the city of New York. And it's proven track record across the city of New York. Highest math scores, reading scores up 15, up 20 points in most districts and schools across the city of New York. Even in my colleague's district, reading, writing, arithmetic, all scores are up in all of those schools. Our schools have come a long way under mayoral control. Some tweaks, but not too many.
Those problems that you acknowledged exist with parental access and so forth, how are they being addressed? Would they be addressed structurally in the version of a mayoral control bill that you support?
Yes.
How?
They're being addressed. The term is going to be more parental representation at the school level, and the superintendent, I understand, will have more power within its district. And that's going to be as part of the mayoral control bill.
So do you have common ground here, Senator Perkins?
Well, I think, first of all, I'm not optimistic that we'll even, through this chaotic process that we're in now, get to it before it sunsets. That's number one. Number two, which would be the greatest shame of all. Number two, I think that we need some parental involvement on the higher level of the panel, such that they can be able to be a part of that panel and have some input that does not compromise them if, in fact, they differ. But let me just also point out this. Parents are not fooled by these statistics because in some communities like Harlem, parents are fleeing the schools as if the schools were on fire, lining up for alternative opportunities. So even experts like Diane Ravitch have had to challenge those statistics that have been put out promoting a false notion of the success of these schools. So the jury is still out in terms of the success of mayoral control as far as student performance is concerned, but it's definitely not out when it comes to the lack of significant parental participation, when it comes to some sense of checks and balances and transparency about the process. Look at the horrible circumstance that took place when they let out in behind closed doors a contract for school buses. And then when they found out about it, it was too late. The confusion had already taken place in the dead of winter, and the children had to suffer school days because of it. So this is a very, very serious problem. The legislation that's being proposed in the Senate, I think it moves us forward in terms of strengthening transparency, strengthening our notion of democracy and participation that does not allow for mayoral dictatorship.
Senator Perkins, I know you got to go in a minute, but do you think if we took a poll, a vote of the parents of public school children in your district in Harlem, that they would say things are better today than they were 8 years ago under the decentralized system?
I take a poll almost every day, and the poll tells me this. People vote with their feet. When parents flee your school as if it was a burning house and they line up to the thousands to go into so-called charter schools. That's not speaking about the charter school as much as it's speaking about their regular neighborhood public school that they are horrified by. That's the poll that tells me how people, how parents especially,
so you,
are making
so you
decisions.
Think it, so
they are saying Why can't we get decent public schools, neighborhood public schools, above 96th Street like those who live below 96th Street?
So just to finish, you think it would be better for those parents if there was a panel that had the power to override the mayor on major educational decisions that he wants to make, that would be appointed in such a way that if you know, they could have a majority to override the mayor on major educational policy points, correct?
I think that the panel should have the right to make decisions that are that do not have consequences in terms of them being put off the panel. And if, as a majority, they should make a decision that they don't like a particular policy or practice, that decision should be able to stand.
Okay.
You cannot have a situation in which people are intimidated, frightened to express their honest point of view. We don't live in a dictatorship. This is counter to our notion of democracy. There is nothing sacrosanct about a mayor. In fact, frankly, when we were looking at mayoral reform of the educational system, we did not look at a form of mayoral control that exists. We actually were looking at the possibility that even the city council would have oversight opportunities as they have with regard to other mayoral agencies. We don't have that.
All right, Senator Perkins, I know you have to go. Thank you very much
for spending
this time with us. Senator Bill Perkins, Democrat from Harlem, State Senator Marty Golden of Brooklyn, still with us. And Senator Golden, what you know what he was referring there to there, as you know, was an instance in which on a major issue of social promotions, somebody on the mayor's educational priorities panel disagreed with his position, and that person was basically kicked off the panel. Do we want mayoral control to that autocratic a point?
Well, I'm going to tell you, my colleague, Senator Perkins, wouldn't answer half of the questions that you asked him in the past 20 minutes. But one of the questions, were the schools better off today, were the kids better off today than they were 8 years ago? Everybody in the city of New York, every parent that has a child in the school system knows that the answer is yes. And our charter schools, are kids fleeing to go to charter schools? They are, because charter schools are doing a better job. Why? Because they work at it. They have better training. They have dollars that they can access, and they do a good job at training and teaching children. What does the charter schools do for us? They give us a barometer. They give us the competition we need so that we can get our public schools to be better. And that's exactly what this mayor has done. This mayor has raised the level for all children across the city of New York, below 96th and above 96th, throughout Brooklyn, Staten Island, the Bronx, and Queens. And that's what it's about. We're not going to tie the mayor's hands. Do we need more parental involvement? The answer is yes, and we're going to make sure we get it. We want the parents to be heard. We need the parents to be heard. And are some of the superintendents going to get more power? The answer is yes, because how can you have a parent complaining if, in fact, he has or she has nobody to complain to? So we're going to make sure that we correct the imbalance with the parental involvement, because we owe it to our parents so that they can have better access, so that they can get better education for their children. So we're going to do that. We're going to drive it, and we're going to make sure that that gets done. But we're not going to tie the mayor's hands on mayoral control.
Senator Golden, do you think that, as Senator Perkins predicted, this is going to get left in limbo at the end of the session, at the end of the month, because now there's going to be gridlock in Albany with the new majority, and it's not going to get through in any form?
No, that's not true. I believe mayoral control will get done. I believe we will do the people's business. The Democrats had control over the past 5.5 months. Guess what they've done? They've increased taxes. They've increased spending. They did away with a lot of get-out-of-jail cards. Over 5,000 people will be resentenced. They will be sent back into our districts, over 2,500 of them, and they will be out there committing crime.
That's the Rockefeller drug laws?
Yep. And what they did is even better still. You can be convicted of a felony, convicted of burglary, robbery, and a number of felonies and a number of misdemeanors, and they're going to seal your record. So you can become a fireman or a school teacher or a nanny. What the Democrats have done to our city, they've set us back, and it's going to take us a long time to undo and to unravel some of the legislation that they've passed. We needed to get control of this Senate so that we can drive this state the way it should be and bring it back to the empire state that it used to be. Do we have problems? The answer is yes. And if we don't do a good job, the people of the state of New York should hold us accountable, and they should vote us out of office. It's time for real leadership in Albany, not this back and forth. And the first two things we should do is pass the governor's bill on capping spending here in the state of New York. And we want to work with this governor to get that done, and we want to cap property tax so that we don't drive people out of the state of New York. And we got to create economic development. You know, Senator Perkins talked about jobs. They're the ones holding up the Net Stadium. He talked about housing. There's 6,000 housing units. They're holding that up since 2005. We could put 17,000 people at work instantly, and we could turn around and create over 6,000 housing units, 2,500 for low-income families. Come on. It's time to move beyond the rhetoric. It's time to get action and time to do the job.
Before you go, let me just tick off a couple of issues that are before the legislature right now and tell me if you think they have a better or a worse chance of passage with the new Republican control of the Senate. The sales tax increase that Mayor Bloomberg wants to help him balance the city budget. More likely, less likely, or the same?
I don't know. The legislation will come before us, and we'll take a look at it. It's probably got a good chance of getting done, though, unfortunately.
The vacancy decontrol rollback that would keep more apartments in rent stabilization after tenants move out, more likely, less likely?
I have no idea what that happens with that piece of legislation.
And gay marriage, will this come to a floor vote now?
I don't know that that comes to a floor vote. I believe that the last thing people want to be discussing are the social issues. As I said, this is about economic development. It's about jobs. It's about creating economic development so people can have a job, pay their mortgage, and stay and live within the city and the state of New York.
State Senator Marty Golden, thank you very much for joining us on this crucial and chaotic day.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we will dig into that gay marriage issue and the implications for that a little bit more after a short break. We have Mike Lavers from Edge, New York, coming up. It may well come to the floor, and Senator Golden may not want to focus on the social issues and may not want the legislature to, but this is one of the big questions before the state Senate right now, and it's possible that a deal was struck as part of this coup to bring a gay marriage bill to the floor. We may find out in a minute.